Dear Laura, roses are red, but no. Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
I like the relationship questions. This is not a relationship question from one of our listeners, but it's more so, you're a relationship expert because you've gone through a few. But you've also done your share of documentaries and true crime stories and things like that. So that's where this Letters to Laura comes in. She says, just finished the Aaron Hernandez documentary on Netflix.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was super interesting. What are some other true crime docs that you suggest? So true crime documentaries. Okay. All right.
I've started, I'm not really a big podcast person, but a friend of mine loves, there's this one true crime podcast. And so he sent me the link for that, and I have listened to a couple of them. I don't know that I love them, but I'm working my way in there, so I don't really have suggestions for podcasts. But as far as TV ones, what was the one I did watch that Aaron Hernandez last year? I think at the beginning of pandemic time.
Crazy.
Yeah. What is the one also? Maybe it was last year that I watched it, or I think it was at the end of 2019.
Tiger
abducted
King.
In plain sight. No, not Tiger King. Don't watch that garbage. Abducted in plain sight. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. Is that was all the rage for a long time.
Yes.
Now, is that
because
the one,
it was crazy?
Yeah. Isn't it where the people get abducted and then they fall in love with their captors?
No.
Oh.
This was where the the family has a neighbor.
Bless you.
Sorry. Pause for sneezing. The family has the neighbor who abducts their daughter, but he does it twice. Like, there's two total abductions of the same daughter from the same family. It is like nothing you have ever seen before. You didn't see it yet?
No, I have not. Why?
Well,
I thought you told me not
your
to.
List.
I thought you told me not to watch. Oh, that was Tiger King.
No,
you said
I told
to
you don't watch Tiger King.
That's right.
Abducted in Plain Sight, you do need to watch because it's just the level of insanity. And I really do think all of that stuff that happened was true.
Yeah.
But it's like every 5 minutes you're like, oh no, wait, what? And then like five more minutes.
Yeah.
Wait, what? And it's only an hour and a half, but it is the most mind-blowing hour and a half that you will ever watch. And there's another one, and a girl in the office told me about this one, and I don't think it was a Netflix documentary, but it's the disappearance of Susan Powell. Do you remember that name at all?
Disappearance of Susan Powell? No.
I don't know if that's the name of it.
Okay.
It was an ID murder mystery. So I don't know what the name, but if you search Susan Powell, it'll come up because that's been, I think, 11 years ongoing that she's been missing.
And still missing,
never been
right?
Found.
Yeah.
But the twists and turns in that case are insane. A whole different level of insanity than Abducted in Plain Sight. And then, I haven't seen it yet, but also the Chris Watts story with that family. I think that's called American Murder, the family next
was
door.
Was that
I didn't
the
see
one
it
with
yet.
It that the, he had two kids, right? The wife went missing, he had two kids, and then they found him in barrels
and
or whatever?
And she was pregnant at the time, yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can deal with all that.
Hey, I'm just answering the question.
Yeah, I know.
True crime documentaries. There's also, then I do have some guidance. If you are interested in
this. Can I jump in here? Could all these true crime documentaries that you watch, could that be the reason you are who you are?
Like, you mean awesome?
You might want to have a little fun here and there. You know, you don't want to be the NFL all the time. You don't want to be the no-fun Laura all the time.
Listen, I have been a Dateline Friday Night Watcher from the way back, so this is nothing new for me.
Okay.
There's the Nexium cult, if you want those documentaries, but I am going to tell you. No, listen. There's two different documentaries. There's one on HBO called The Vow.
Mm-hmm.
Little too artsy for me.
Oh.
It's too much imagery in the documentary. No, I want just the facts. Let's get to the facts.
Uh-huh.
So I would recommend instead of The Vow on HBO Max, I would say watch Seduced on Stars. Same content. They're both talking about Keith Raniere. They have the same people in there. Allison Mack from Smallville, Catherine and India Oxenberg. All that is still in there because it's the same story. It's just, I think, a little better packaging of the documentary and what went down. Yeah. And then I have one more for you.
Oh,
I have one
more for you. Are you sure?
Yeah. Mommy Dead and Dearest. Did you ever see that one?
No.
That one has a Wisconsin tie because the boyfriend was actually from Wisconsin. But that's the story with Gypsy Lee Rose, Munchausen by proxy mom. You know this. You've seen probably either 2020s or Datelines about that story. That's nothing new.
Okay.
But that was a documentary that just in the past couple of years came out.
I think you need to watch some Adam Sandler movies or something, man. You gotta get out of this hole.
Spare me from that nonsense.
Hopefully that answered your question. Letters to Laura.
Yeah,
submit them anytime.
It's funny because on the Star 98 Facebook page, somebody wrote in and said, I think she liked Abducted in Plain Sight. That's so funny. Yeah. Yes. So just
sounds like a great
start with that
show.
One. Your mind will be blown, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Star 98.